AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Evidence obtained by the AP shows inconsistencies between what a ranking Louisiana state trooper said about the 2019 death of a black motorist and his own body cam video. Jackie Quinn has this.
Soon after, Ronald Green was stopped by state troopers after a high-speed chase.
All you do is speed a little bit and run a red light.
The black man was punched, choked, tased, and dragged face down with shackles. Lieutenant John Cleary, a 31-year veteran on the force, told detectives that he hadn't turned on his body cam video, and yet video surfaced from his camera nearly 2 years later. It contradicts his statements that Green was resisting arrest and remained a threat to officers. Rafael Goyeneche is a former prosecutor.
Not only was there a loss of life due at the hands of police and law enforcement, the state police, but there's every appearance that there was an active cover-up.
There is now a federal civil rights investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Biden White House is waiting for a GOP counteroffer to the president's big infrastructure plan.
The ball is in the Republicans' court. We put forward a proposal on Friday.
Biden has already lowered the proposal to $1.7 trillion. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Our concessions went 10 times as far as theirs. So the ball is in their court. We are awaiting their counterproposal. We would welcome that. We're eager to engage and even have them down here to the White House once we see that counterproposal.
One Las Vegas resident says the crash of a military plane into her neighborhood was so loud she couldn't hear her TV, and then the power went out for a short while. Another tells the Las Vegas Review-Journal he heard a loud thump and saw black smoke billowing from a home. Nellis Air Force Base officials say the plane was being flown by a contractor. No word on the pilot. This is AP News. Hurricane season starts next week as President Biden announces a boost in emergency spending. Sagar Magani has more.
The president says FEMA will give $1 billion to a program that helps areas get ready for disasters.
That's going to double the funding available of life from last year.
The $1 billion is a small fraction of what the nation spends on weather-related disasters. There were 22 last year, each with losses of more than $1 billion. On a visit to FEMA's headquarters, the president said the country will spare no expense or effort in keeping Americans safe.
We all know that these storms are coming, and we're going to be prepared. We have to be ready.
Mali's president and prime minister have been taken into custody by soldiers. The military junta seized power in a coup 9 months ago in the West African nation. For years, UN peacekeepers and French troops have been battling Islamic extremists in the country. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.